Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Another thing that we have been working on is looking for really small opportunities to be kind. And that can be tricky, and especially with like the fast-paced days,
right.
Finding those, or really for me, finding time to point out those opportunities when it's like, oh, we have to get to soccer in like 12 minutes.
Right.
It's 30 minutes away.
Great.
But things like that, and something that I have seen you do when we have play dates together is even just picking up trash.
Yes. Yes. It's really interesting too, because they will imitate you. That goes back to modeling behavior. If you want your children to say please and thank you, you had better say please and thank you to them.
Yes.
And if you don't want them to talk in harsh tones, you had better talk in friendly tones to them. At one point, I would always say to a child, oh, you know, I don't really like that tone of voice. I don't like to be talked to like that. Could you find a friendlier tone to tell me what you want? And one day she said it to a friendly adult, or an important adult in her life, and that adult did not love it. And I totally apologized. I said, that's from me. But that adult has grown in showing kind tones, even when you're frustrated, because self-regulation of emotion is really important. And some adults are still working on it, and we need to.
Most adults, I would say.
I know.
Because I know I do.
Yeah, and it's really important. I was just telling a friend of mine, it's really important to have control of your face.
Yes.
And that's where the acting background comes in very handy for nannying, because if you don't want a child to repeat a behavior, you must have zero reaction to it. Not a negative reaction, not a positive reaction. You must have zero reaction.
Right.
Because if they see that it works to get your attention, children are really just trying to get their needs met. So some of this undesirable behavior comes from us reinforcing it with not having control of our own emotions and not being kind in moments when we feel frustrated. And we kind of set ourselves up for this trap of our own.
Right.
Making,
right.
Yeah.
And yeah, that neutral reaction is so important.
And showing like, oh, you know, tell me more about what you're saying, because I don't understand.
Right.
Helping them to find their own perspective and point of view and listening to it, not making them change their perspective to yours as part of teaching kindness, accepting their boundaries, letting them know it's okay to say no to things. And I won't be mad at you if you say no. Recently, a child that I've nannied for has said, can I have this? It's okay to say no, which is me. I say that.
Yes.
I'm like, would you please go upstairs and get this? It's okay to say no if you don't want to.
Right.
And it was really fun to hear her say it back, to be able to be okay with the fact that I say no, because that's really a difficult word to hear for many adults and children.
For sure.
And to see her reflect that and to realize that I won't be mad at her, she won't be mad at me, and it's a safe place to set your boundaries.
Right.
It helps you to be kind when you're not forced to be kind against your will.
And teaching that sometimes the kindest thing is to say no.
Yeah. Kindness when appropriate. We talk about that a lot, about for being honest in particular. Is it kind?
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
And is it true?
Right.
And encouraging them to be honest with their parents, even if they think their parents will be mad, is a really important thing to do at this age, and helping their parents learn to be kind when they respond, because you want them to be able to come to you in later years if someone's drinking at a party, their ride home. You want them to feel safe saying, hey, mom, Joe was drinking tonight. I don't feel comfortable coming home. could you please come and get me? Right. You want them to know that it's safe to tell the truth to them, to you as a parent, and that they won't be punished for doing so. So certainly discipline and limits are important, but recognizing and rewarding appropriate behavior. Always right. thank them for their honesty if they're being honest about something, and holding on to your own emotions when it's necessary and appropriate to do so.
And starting with these smaller things of I took the toy to build up to those bigger I was at a party that I wasn't, right. that I lied to you about.
Right. It's a huge process and they're learning it now. And wouldn't it be so important to start and be the first person to influence them that it's okay to tell the truth?
Right.
And that you want to do the right thing and not necessarily the nice thing or the thing that keeps you out of trouble.
Yes. Yes. That is so important. Mm-hmm. That's something I am currently working on at times. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. Sometimes the kind thing to do is the thing that does get you in trouble.
Right.
Like to admit that it wasn't your friend who did something, it was you. And you can see that even now by rewarding them for their honesty and saying, thank you so much for telling me. Here's what is dangerous about that choice, and here's what we could do in the future.
Right. Back to the stick of it's not don't play with it. It's here's how you can play with it.
Right. And setting the limit too of if you don't play with it safely, I will have to take it.
Right.
Because I want you to be safe and I want the other children to be safe. That's helpful, right? Think about driving on a cliff with no guardrail. The guardrail makes you feel good. Can you imagine driving on a bridge with no side protection? That's so scary. And that's how it feels for children because they're learning all the rules of human interaction.
Right. Yeah. Well, wonderful. Is there anything else that you want to say on kind of, I know there's a ton of things that you want to say, but is there anything else right now?
Be kind to the children because they will imitate you. You are their most important teacher. As a nanny and as a parents who might be listening, it's important to model that and to model kindness and forgiveness and grace for the children in your lives because you're so meaningful to them and it matters what you do. What you do matters every day. So choose to leave a legacy that is important to you. Kindness and love.
What a wonderful thing.
Thank you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.